Yeah, I did my normal stuff today. I worked and I went and picked up some boards for to redeck our trailer and did a little bit of Christmas shopping on my way back, and very normal day, even though it was snowing. Ooh, the snow! Yeah, it's just a little bit of snow. It's not going to hurt you.
The snow doesn't bite. Rain doesn't bite either. We're used to it. We really are used to it, you know. I mean, I don't mind. Maybe below zero, you know, I'll be outside, which is what happened last year. I was outside. It was below zero. I was outside for like an hour. Then I got in the garage, and I stayed in the garage both times, you know, like about a couple of hours. Then I came inside.
Yeah, I hear ya. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm no superhero, right? Cold is cold, you know. If it's 10 degrees and wind's blowing, yeah, you're gonna feel it. I don't wanna be outside without protection, that's for sure. But if I'm outside with my gloves and my stuff, snowmobiling or doing something, I'm perfectly happy. It's all right.
So are you in the shack room right now smoking or no cigar tonight?
Well, no, there's a cigar. There's a cigar involved.
Good. You know, sometimes you need that, and you really don't feel that cold outside. That's what I used to do. You know, go outside and smoke, and you don't feel the cold.
Yeah, you know what's really odd is I'm doing these trailer bearings on my equipment trailer, and I put the latex gloves on to scoop the old grease out of the bearings because I'm repacking them. Those latex gloves are super cold. I put them on my hand and I'm like, man, what? I don't know what it is. It's like I put those gloves on and it's like, maybe I'd be better just scooping this grease out without these gloves. But whatever, I scoop the grease out and throw it in the parts washer and continue on with my day.
I got the trailer all going, and this is WIUG 88.
WRG 930. No, I'm getting the trailer. Just kind of going through it. We're gonna have to move a lot of equipment next year, and still doing the burn building up north and move tractors and a lot of wood and materials, and that trailer needs to be up to snuff, so I took all the wheels off, repacking the bearings, going through the brakes, making sure everything's still working on the trailer, so it'll be ready for next year. Normally I wait till it's like April, well, till I do it, and then I go, oh, I need to go through that, and then I only got like a week to do it, but yeah, it's a can of worms. I took the tires off and the brake drums off and go through the bearings and I'm like, oh, I need to get this, I need to get that, and a couple of these tires are not so good, and I need to get a couple of those. And it's a whole project, but just go through it slowly. Slow and sure. One step at a time.
Yeah, you know that. You got to do it one step at a time. Make sure all your bearings get greased up. You know what I mean? Make sure the rubber of the tire is not cracked or something like that. Make sure it's got enough air and all that stuff. Then, you know, and you look at the, you know, look at the bolts and nuts. They all rust out or something like that or has to be replaced. It's a little bit of work, but you know what? When you get it going, it's going already. But you just make sure that really, I you know what? I used to have a boat. And that boat, it was all the trailer of the boat. You know, when you go in the water, it loses so much grease. I don't know where does it go. It goes in the water. Then I went to take it to some place. So she said, you cannot do nothing about it. I said, well, I'm going to take another place. I went there, another place. He said, you gotta buy a new trailer for that boat. I said, why? He said, because it's totally gonna be the same thing. When you put it in the water, half of that grease will be gone in the water. So I said, the heck with this, I'm gonna sell it. Roger?
Well, I guess that's one way to deal with it. Yeah, I don't know, I don't have boats. Yeah, I know buddies have boats. I've gone with buddies boats in the water and stuff, but you know, my trailer's in a heavy trailer. It doesn't go in the water, but it gets dragged around with heavy loads on it. It's a 20-foot equipment trailer, and you put the, you know, 8,000-pound tractor on it, and it gets stuff hauled around on it. It's got to be up to snuff. The brakes got to work. Everything's got to work on it, so just going through the winter here and getting it ready for the spring, so I'll be ready.
Well, I can see that Ken will be ready next week to finish up that shed he's got doing way up north in the Upper Peninsula. I can see that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, the shed I got going on. It, that's what I needed to call it for my wife, because she came up after I was half building it. She's like, how big is this? What are you building here? And I'm like, I told you what I was building. I said it was a... And she's like, well, I guess I didn't know what that really meant. This is a big building. I'm like, yeah. Big building. It'll get done. One step at a time.
It get built just a little bit at a time, like you said, one step at a time. It get built and get good, too. Let me ask you, are you going to put cement on the ground already or no?
Yeah, there will be a concrete floor. That's not there yet, but I got all the posts in, all the wall girds. I got the bookshelf wall girds stuff, and that's the way I left it for now. It's covered in snow. There's about 20-some inches of snow right now, and it's still falling up there pretty hard. But, yeah, there'll be cement there, and... It'll get done.